Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Logical Soul Talk. My name is Michael Craig, and I'm your host for this weekly talk radio program that lets me interview some really interesting folks, ones I consider to be the best, the brightest, and most creative people in the world. Now, during this 30-minute program, I will focus mainly on some of the turning points in their lives, the people who influenced them the most, and decisions they made that brought them success. You see, as a chiropractor for many years, I discovered that a lot of people, including myself, have made an underlying pattern of what I call hidden decisions that we made as small children or picked up from our parents, teachers, or even our ancestors. And these subconscious decisions form our reality and affect our motivation and our destiny. Consequently, these hidden decisions can either propel us to greatness or lead us to self-sabotage and failure. Now, quite by accident, many years ago, I discovered I could access and change these hidden decisions to allow amazing results to happen in my own and other people's lives. And you can get more information on this process and check out my book at www.logicalsoul.com. And I also host a monthly meetup group here in the Atlanta area where you can check out on that same website. Now, the guests were selected simply because I found their lives and stories interesting. Now, they may be rich or they may be famous, talented, or simply great human beings. All of them, however, possess something I find rare in individuals, and that is a passion or determination for what they do. They've made some strong decisions in early life that led them to their current successes or achievements, and my goal in interviewing them here is to discover and probe a little bit, find out their pattern of life decisions. And this will allow you and my listeners to maybe pick up some special nuggets that will add to your motivation and nourish your own seeds of success. So listen to what they have to say. After about 10 or 15 minutes, I invite you to call in with your comments and your questions. Our number is area code 347-843-4544. That's 347-843-4544. Now, my guest on the show tonight is Kate Buck. And let me tell you a little bit about Kate. She's an expert, or what I think of as an expert, on social media, and she's going to talk a little bit about it here today. She's a CEO of her own company, KBJ Online. It's a social media management and consulting agency in Austin, Texas, and her company has worked with some of the top names in internet marketing, as well as consulted with dozens of individuals and businesses around the country. And she's has led a bunch of strategic social marketing campaigns for global corporations, restaurants, films, entrepreneurs, consultants, retail stores, and various other nonprofits and local businesses. And she's co-founder of, I'm not sure I'm pronouncing this name correctly, Kate Pinkit.
Just Pinked.
It's what?
It's just Pinked.
Pinked.
But we
Pinked.
Spell it funny.
An interactive events production and marketing company. She's hosted wildly popular events at the top social media conferences around the country. And she appears to be very passionate about helping individuals and businesses get started marketing themselves online using social tools. She's a student herself, and she's fascinated with technology that connects all people of all kinds of interests and like minds around the world and tries to keep abreast of local thoughts and trends. And she says her mission is to bridge the gap for those who are apprehensive or overwhelmed by all the hype. And her approach makes social marketing manageable, affordable, and effective for her clients. And you can connect with her at the www.kbjonline.com. Tell me, Kate, I'm so happy you're on the show. Welcome to Logical Soul Talk here.
Thanks for having me.
You're welcome, and I apologize I didn't come on earlier. Normally I get on a little early and have a chat with the guest before the showtime. Unfortunately, I had a little technical difficulties, and I was unable to connect using my Skype connection, which normally I do, and sometimes it bites me, and I'm on my cell phone now, so I hope you can hear me okay.
I can, and no worries. I was a little concerned, but we got it all figured out. No worries.
Usually, the show must go on, and I will be there. Sometimes I'm there at the last second, but I am there. Let me start the show off, Kate, by just for those who are unaware, who've been in a cave somewhere in the last 5-10 years, why don't you tell people what is social media and what's it good for?
Social media, usually what most people think of when we say social media is Twitter or Facebook. Maybe they might think of their blog, but it includes a lot more. It includes a lot of other types of technologies that are just basically technology that enables communication. So there's podcasts and forums and customer review sites and, of course, blogs and wikis. Twitter and Facebook are social networking sites. So there's all this technology. A lot of people say, your phone is a social media tool. Carrier pigeons, stone tablets, that type of stuff. So it's we think of it as the new technology now, but any technology that facilitates conversation or dialogue is social media.
Right, background. Of course, I grew up in the Stone Ages. My parents used to have social media called bridge clubs.
There you go. And however that message, letters, however that message got passed, with the internet, it makes it easier and more accessible. And there's this real time versus waiting for the letter to come in the mail or waiting for your Western Union guy to show up with your telegram. So. What we think of it now, but any technology really, again, that facilitates communication.
Okay. Now you wrote in your bio that you'd, and I know this is true, you've facilitated social media for some of the top names in internet marketing. Can you do a little name drop? Can you do a little name dropping here, or is that allowed?
Sure. Sure, because I don't do probably not. Because I don't do anything, I'm very much about authenticity, and so the work I do for my clients is very much not if what you are thinking of or what some people think of when they have a social media consultant or assistant is that there's something inauthentic about what's being posted, and we don't do any of that. So you and I actually met at Matt Basak's event in Atlanta.
Right.
And Matt Basak was my very first client. He's a near and dear place in my heart.
Yeah,
and
he's a real go-getter. He's been doing this for a while. And of course he'll
for a long time.
Great, he'll tell you his great social media faux pas.
And that was really, the reasons why I came on board. So Matt was is a brilliant internet marketer and was just stumbling on some of the etiquette or the protocol, whatever you'd want to call it, in social media. And so I just really sort of came in as a translator for him. And that's an interesting space to be in because there is a little bit of a head-to-head I see between social marketers and internet marketers in the digital space about how we should use the tools and what they should be used for and what will the etiquette and protocol ultimately turn out to be because we're in such an infancy here. And so that was really a fun thing to step in and do, and Matt's just awesome to work with and be part of that. Be part of that success and that strategy. So I've also worked with Carrie Wilkerson, the Barefoot Executive, and in various ways I've worked with Nitro Marketing out of Dallas, Texas, as well as Ryan Dice here in Austin. It's been a lot of fun to get to work with some of those top people.
And
Paul Evans. I can't believe I forgot about Paul Evans.
I know Perry Belcher. I met him. He's out in Texas, too.
I've worked with Perry as well.
Yeah.
I've worked with Perry as well. And we have I have a best-selling author on my roster. It's Jill Lublin. And we help her as well, the author of Guerrilla Publicity, co-author with J. Conrad Levinson. So we work with some really, really great people.
Uh-huh.
And it's a privilege, so...
I'm sure it is, and I would suppose you love what you do, and you're apparently very good at it. Tell me a little bit about your background. You said you're a student. Are you in school now?
No, I just say I'm a student of the social space. You know, it was funny when you said in the beginning as an expert, and almost everyone cringes when you hear expert or guru, and that kind of points to what we were saying a minute ago about how things should play out and who should call themselves what. So, but really, I am a student of communication, and I'm a student of relationships. Always have been, kind of always will be. And so how we're going to use those and what the tools are going to be, I definitely consider myself, you know, someone who's studying that. Therefore, I have a better grasp on it than others. But
my background is... expert, somebody who knows their way around the ballpark or somewhere knows their way around the room. So somebody who knows the room, say, at a party, you know. So you might say you can't be an expert at parties, but if you know how to work a room, if you know how to talk to people, that's certainly a step up from those who just come in and don't know, you know.
Absolutely.
You know, opening my mouth, you know, what's the etiquette, you know, all that kind of stuff. So, in that sense,
absolutely.
I agree.
But nonetheless. How I got started was, it's actually kind of a funny story. My degree is actually in dance, and so I was teaching dance and doing a lot of administrative work kind of during the days. And from dance to social media. So I got a call from a good friend of mine who worked for a very large global personal development corporation, and they had taken on this really outlandish concept of starting an online community for the people who had participated in their programs, and they just needed someone to kind of come, you know, answer emails and do this sort of thing. And I thought, well, that would be fun, and I would get to work from home, and it's this global corporation, and, you know, good stuff that would be fun to do during the days. And really, that just took off. I mean, obviously, this was back in, like, 2005, so, you know, whereas to me it was like, oh, is this really crazy thing they were doing? Really, that was happening everywhere with forums and little online communities. And we grew that little niched online community from nothing to about 30,000 members. Obviously, I did more than just answer emails after a while, but that was a really fun experience. And it was, I didn't know I was in social media. I didn't know there was such a thing as social media, but I knew I was, but my job was to manage these online conversations for this group of people.
Right. Most pioneers don't know what they're doing until they're halfway done.
Right. It wasn't until 3 years later when the company was downsizing, and although, you know, social media at the time, we had not begun to turn it into a revenue stream for the company. It was facilitating our email marketing, and it was facilitating retention and re-registration into other programs. Because there wasn't a direct revenue stream for the company, they downsized it. And so that was sort of when I realized, it wasn't until then that I actually realized, as I go on the hunt for a new position or a new thing to do, that I realized that there's a whole, you know, culture, whole community of people that have dedicated their lives to this art.
That's amazing.
So,
that's amazing.
Yeah,
I didn't. I you know, I've been on the internet since 2000. I've been doing websites and, you know, the usual thing. Finally got a blog and stuff. But yeah, this whole social media thing, I was like, you know, you see a pool party and you don't want to crash the party, and you're trying to figure out, well, where do I come in? You know, it's like, it's sort of an awkward time, you know, when I finally just sort of finally got a Twitter account, finally got Facebook. I think it was only about a year and a half ago I finally got up and running. So you were really going full blast for a while.
Let me
ask you a question, Kate. What do you see, like, for people like me or some people who are fairly new at social media, but want to integrate that into their business or their personal affairs and that type of thing, what do you see as the major problem facing those who would benefit most from social media?
I see.
Hang up or whatever.
Yeah, I see two things. So the first thing that I see people come up against is that it is overwhelming. So there is an overwhelming amount of information available about how to go about it, as well as there's an overwhelming amount of sites or places that you could be or things that you could do. So one is there's tons of things you can do, and there's also tons of information about the ways to go about doing those things. So just getting started is overwhelming for an entrepreneur or for an individual to begin with. You've got to wade through all that. You read conflicting blog posts, and you're really kind of left in a space of that, you know, that overwhelm where you just give up because it makes no sense. That's where I find people. That's usually when I get the call going, help me figure this out.
Right.
The second thing then is once you get in and you've been around, and I don't necessarily consider you a newbie, but once you get in and you play around a little bit and you've had some success, the next kind of place that I get, and in particular from entrepreneurs, so if you're an individual and you're just wanting to set up a Facebook account and put your pictures and be friends with your family, that's one thing, but in particular for entrepreneurs that are using it as a one channel of their marketing plan, is that they've been on, they've played around, they've made some connections, they've talked, they've written some blogs, whatever it is, this minimal amount of effort that they've put into it, and they haven't seen a return yet. And so that's the second place where I see them willing to kind of give up. And those are the two really the biggest roadblocks that I see people, yeah, or tunnels that I see people go down.
Right. Yeah, that's sort of where I am. You know, I played around with social media, I've done some things and stuff like that, but I haven't monetized it yet. It's one of those things where, getting people familiar with what I do and getting out there and sort of mingling around, I guess I'm probably at that stage where I'm not really seeing any return on it, but that doesn't mean that the brand, so to speak, is not building there somehow, some way. I guess at some point you just need to monetize it, and that's where I guess brand awareness, so to speak, comes into play, where after a while people will take action if you give them an opportunity, but they're not, you know, certainly can't be coerced into it like internet marketers try to do.
And absolutely,
sort of
absolutely.
You
well,
have to sort of backdoor it.
There's a fine line between, and you said, you know, if given the opportunity. So one of the things I tend to look at with people is, have you extended the opportunity? You know, there is a lot of apprehension, and it seems very taboo to start talking about sales and social media. So a lot of people read, don't sell, don't sell, don't sell, and so they never even offer or extend the opportunity to do business. And that is a pitfall. So there are ways of extending the opportunity where it's a choice for the person receiving the communication to do business with you or not. And if you never do that, then they'll never agree or they'll never move forward. Right. So that's one of the things that I look at with people is, how do we actually extend those opportunities without jumping onto that faux pas bandwagon and without being pushy or salesy, but you do have to extend it. You do have to look at your social media just as you do any other sales, other sales method or any other channel.
All right. So it's a natural lead-in. Like you say, well, who are you and what do you do? And you tell them, and then you give them an opportunity. Well, this is what I do, and this is where you go to find out what I do. And while you're there, if you want to buy my book or my course or whatever it is, you're certainly welcome, that type of thing.
Absolutely.
Is that what you're talking about? Yeah.
Yeah, that's a really simple way of saying it. But I definitely think you have to develop the relationship first, and the relationship is the context in which it's natural to do business or not do business. But if you don't ever ask, then, you know, you'll never know. So I definitely include several ways that people can choose to do business with me, but if you looked at my Twitter stream or my Facebook profile, you wouldn't know it. It looks like I just use it for friends and family because I'm developing relationships.
Okay, very cool.
Yeah.
What's an example of a if say I were starting out and I've got a business and I want to do social media, what would be a suggestion for starting a simple social media campaign? You know, you don't have to go through all that, but just maybe, you know, do a summary or the headline type thing if somebody were interested in doing something.
The first thing that I always have everybody do is define their audience. So, and a lot of times when people come to me, they've already done this because they have a website or, you know, they're already doing some online promotion and now they're wanting to include social media in that mix, which is great. So you've done some keyword research, you've done some audience targeting. That's the very first thing, because we can't do anything until you know who your audience is, you know, who your audience is going to be. The reason we need to know that is because we need to know where to look for them. So we need to know who they are, what they like, what they don't like. So there's actually like this little research kind of time. I call it the being a participant time. You're really being a customer, and that is an investment with no return right there, immediate return, in just doing some basic research. The other headline that I'd give you is I really take a look and make sure that people have spent enough time developing their product or service such that, you know, it's not going to be like, well, no one bought and I've been doing Twitter for 6 months, when maybe that reflection is more on the product or service not converting than the fact that you're using Twitter.
You're not having an attractive offer. Yeah,
exactly. Exactly. Social media is not your magic diet pill. It's not the magic traffic pill. So your product really has to, you know, do the work, and you need to have all your operations in place and all of that before. You know, social media is a bullhorn, yes, but and it can be a positive one or a negative one. So before I work with somebody, I want to make sure that that bullhorn is pointed, is going to be pointed in the positive direction.
Exactly.
And then the last thing to do, and so maybe that would actually be the first thing, and then the second thing would be the research. And we need to figure out where they are for your audience. And the reason I do that is for most people starting out, there is some deficiency in time or money. So there's some amount of juggling that we're doing in order, if you thought about it, if you had all the money in the world and all the time in the world, what is the strategy I would create for you? It's going to look a little bit different from I don't have all the time and I don't have all the money. So when we look at it from that perspective, what we really want to hone in on is where are you going to see the most return? And from there, I have people start with that being their focus. And we've got to put in habits with people, because if you haven't been doing social media and it's not integrated as part of your life or part of your business life, then we've got to start doing it like just like when you start going to the gym and you're not used to it, we have to create a habit or whatever it is that you're trying to create a new habit about. So we start with the one where you're going to get the most return. Start putting in some habits. When someone feels comfortable with that platform, we'll move to the next one. So usually that looks something like starting with a blog. And once you've got a few blog posts up, then we'll look at what the next platform is that you should attack. For a B2B person, it might be LinkedIn. It might be Twitter. It just depends. We have to do the research. If you've got a product or service focused at families, moms, that type of thing, we'll probably look at Facebook first. What about audio? You know, this Blog Talk Radio show or a podcast or video marketing. So we'll look at where's the best investment of resources and go there first. And that's really what I recommend people do instead of jumping in to all streams, all platforms, you know, head first.
Right. Okay, Kate. Well, that really gives me an idea, and it sounds fascinating because, it's like you said, a lot of people come in, they're overwhelmed, and therefore, you know, they don't know. I think what your service provides primarily is just, you know, this is step one, this is step two, and, you know, go from where they are, which is extremely valuable, by the way. So I appreciate that feedback. So what is a typical campaign? I guess you work mostly for the big guys, or do you work with not what I would say newbies, but smaller companies?
I do work with I don't just work with gurus. I do have a team of about 7 people total, and we do work with – we have several clients that, of course, aren't gurus, but are having a lot of success. So, yeah, I even do a little one-time evaluation for people that they can that I'll just do just what we talked about today. I'll kind of look at where's your audience, where should you go, where should you be putting your focus.
Right.
And then people are, you know, then people can manage it themselves. I'm a big fan of people managing their social media all on their own.
Yeah.
So
that's great.
Yeah, I definitely facilitate all of those.
Great. Okay, so if people want to find out what you do or want an interview with you, they can go to kbjonline.com. Is that correct?
That is correct.
And there's a form to fill out, or they just contact you there, or how does that
Absolutely.
Work?
You can see the different services we provide and the different packages that we offer. And if you don't see something there, or you have a further question, or you just want to chat, you can fill out the contact form on our Contact Us page, as well as people could follow me on Twitter. My Twitter name is Kate Buck Jr., and I answer questions there all the time. So, yeah.
So you're a junior, huh?
Well, that's part of my branding. My husband, my husband is a junior, and his mom and I have the same first name, ironically.
Got it.
So I just picked up the junior because Kate Buck is not very memorable.
Okay. Well, I remembered it.
Yeah, exactly. It's all part of that. It's all part of marketing. So.
That's great. That's great. Well, good for you. Well, Kate, I really appreciate you sharing your expertise.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me on.
And coming online here, sir, I've got some new ideas about this thing, so I'm certainly going to take that to heart and start doing some stuff. I've got some online media going now, and, you know, all this stuff going on my blog that somebody set up for me, and I think it's working. But as I said, I just need to take that next level and probably do something a little bit more specific. And that's where you said developing the product and service comes in, because that's where I am now. Listen, thank you so much for your time, and I wish you the best in your endeavors, and I know I'll probably see you again soon, because I'm going to be
absolutely
in meetings, and we'll connect or hook up then. And I think you're on my Facebook, I believe.
I think we are Facebook friends. Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah, we are. We'll definitely keep you in touch and find out what's going on with you. Let me just introduce the next guest here, or, you know, tell what we're going to have to do next week. And then if you want to hang on after the music, there's sort of an outtake moment where we can sort of shoot the breeze a little bit. This will be on the podcast recording. People that are calling in live won't be able to hear it, but it's available on podcast if you want to hang on for a minute after the music. So our next guest next week, on the, let's see, what date is that next week? That's the 25th. Ellen Eaton from Canada will be on. She's got an interesting business, and she shows people how to save a lot of money on building their home or their business building. And she's got a way of practically integrating just about all the services, the contractors, the interior design, and the whole sort of thing. And it's a system that she'll be talking about. So if you have a home or thinking about building one, or, you know, doing any kind of construction at all in the future, you want to tune into that show and listen to what Ellen Eaton has to say in Canada. And I didn't have any call-ins today, but got a room full of people. I'm doing the show here from downtown Atlanta at the Mellow Mushroom at an internet marketing mastermind group. Latron is here. He's a... All these folks are saying hi. Anyway, we got Kate Buck, who's a social media person on the line. She's been doing the interview here, so everybody's saying hi to you. And okay, what?
Waves hi.
Hashtag Mafia.
Oh, hashtag Mafia. Is that Kelly Cole?
Kelly Cole, hashtag Mafia is here.
Awesome.
Anybody?
I love Kelly. Tell him I said hi.
She said she loves you, Kelly. Say hi.
You're hanging with all my peeps.
All the peeps are here.
Well, funny.
Yeah, I appreciate the call. Well, we've got maybe another minute or so to wind down here. Is there anything else you want to add to what we've talked about, or anything you want to cover that we haven't covered?
So funny, we covered the headlines. And it, whenever anybody asks me if there's anything else, I always think I've said it all. But I'm sure there's more. I just really want to what I really want to communicate to people is that there is a way to combo the two. You know, there really is a way to do social media and develop relationships as well as you know, make some money for your business, or get clients, or do joint ventures that lead to different opportunities. So, it's all in the mindset and the way that you approach it, and being sure to have your structures for your sales funnel in place, you know,
right,
as you're using your social media. Otherwise, it will be just one of those things.
I mentioned branding. One of my partners, Otis Collier, is a branding expert, where he talks about getting all your ducks in a row as far as your message to the public and stuff. I think we're running out of time here, so I just want to thank you again, Kate. If you want to hang on for a minute, we'll carry this on for another minute afterwards, okay?
Okay.
This is Michael Chris, Logical Soul Talk. Thanks for joining us.
Hello, yes, I am.
Yeah, still here. Yeah, I was saying about the branding thing, that how much branding do you do? I mean, is that something you use or recommend, or how do you do that?
Well, absolutely. I mean, I think that comes at the beginning when you're developing your product and you're looking at your audience. Your branding is something that you lay out in the beginning, because it's not only going to be your, it's not only the as far as the graphics and the, you know, it definitely contributes to the name. It contributes to your voice. It contributes to your nonverbal communication. So skipping over and not, you know, I guess branding up front is a is kind of a no-no, I guess.
Yeah, I guess, you know, when you send out mixed messages, you're going to get mixed results. And,
yeah, exactly. Example,
I know, for example, I use the same picture over and over, no matter what it is. It's just basically the same picture, same logo, same, you know, as much as everything I can to be the same. And still trying to find my niche, though, has been the problem. And so I've it's taken a while, but I think I'm beginning to narrow it down. But, yeah, it takes a while, you know.
Well, it does, and, you know, certain things clicked for me early on, and with the junior and then pink hair and that type of stuff, and my voice, and stuck from the beginning, and I didn't have a clear message. That's what I was missing, and it kind of maybe sounds like it's the reverse as far as, you know, as far as for me to you, but, those things hit early, and so I just, you know, consistency, you're right, is the key. There's some different ways to look at consistency. For instance, I change my picture all the time, particularly on Twitter. But people know that about my brand, and I consistently change it. So there's quirky, off-the-wall things that you can do as well to really brand and be rememberable.
Right.
But be consistent, for sure. You want all your choices to come from a previously decided, you know, strategy versus just throwing random stuff out and seeing what works.
Exactly. So, and I noticed you've got this new company called Pinked,
PINQUED,
which goes along with your brand, I guess, since you want the pink hair.
It is, and I joined up with a friend of mine here in Austin. We found ourselves in a great position to take on some event production, particularly around social media events, and so it lined up very well with what I was already doing, and of course we branded it very close to, you know, so it's under the umbrella, or, you know, so it's along with what I'm doing, and that's been a really great way to extend what I'm doing into some different areas, but still stay true to, you know, the message I've created. So.
Got it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Kate, thank you again so much. You
You're
mentioned
welcome.
Your marriage. Is your husband, does he do anything like this, or what's his business?
My husband is a chef, actually. You can follow him on Twitter, Chef Morris Buck. He doesn't tweet very often, but he's a chef, and so we have and I can't cook, and he can't use the computer, so we have a great marriage.
It works out wonderfully. My wife
it does.
Cook, so. I know how that feels. My wife
cooks,
so I'm fortunate as well. Thank you so
awesome.
Much for joining us, and all the best
to
you and your husband, and I look forward to talking to you again sometime.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me on today.
Thank you.
I really, really appreciate it. That was fun.
You're certainly welcome. Mm-hmm. And you're, by the way, the podcast will be available probably in a couple hours. I think there's some processing that goes on, and then you can get it and share it and do whatever you want to with it.
Yeah, okay, I'll put it on my blog.
Great. Kate, thanks so much.
Awesome.
I look forward to talking to you.
You're welcome.
Soon.
Okay. All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.